This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Mike Adams here with a critical update from Natural News. We now know who is behind the attacks on Natural News. This is bombshell breaking news I'm about to reveal to you here. We've had attorneys researching this for 2 days, and it took a lot of effort to get to the bottom of this, and it's going to shock you to find out what's going on. So there exists something called a vaccine deep state. Now, just as the regular deep state is sort of all the inbred bureaucracy, you know, the people deep in the State Department and deep inside the FBI and so on, and they conspire against, in many cases, President Trump, they conspire against America. There's also a vaccine deep state, which is kind of this secretive group of corporate government fascists. So it's quasi-corporate and quasi-government. Certain groups in the government, such as the NIH and the CDC, are all part of this. But it's also, of course, all about protecting corporate profits, but also achieving their secondary goal, which is depopulation, which I'll talk about in a minute. Now, this group that I call the vaccine deep state has now gained control over a federal court, and they're using this federal court to issue completely illegal, unconstitutional, secret, that is non-public, sealed court orders that are ordering tech companies to disrupt or deplatform publishers that talk about vaccine truth. That's the bombshell. And I actually have documents now that prove this. They're orders have gone out, secret orders that you cannot find through any public means. Secret orders, extrajudicial. I mean, this is a secret court system, just like the vaccine secret court. There's a secret court now that's a federal court that is ordering hosting companies to disrupt the operations of vaccine truth publishers, news organizations, websites, and so on. That's what's going on. And I've also learned that National News is just the first of many to be targeted by this operation. They can now take down any website, essentially. What they really did is they disconnected us from our own data temporarily, which prohibited us from being able to publish new stories. So our website is still up. We're doing manual updates, but we don't have access to our own data. This is a sabotage operation that is blatantly illegal. And what's amazing about it is you are given no notice. There's no order that you can see. There's no chance to challenge any secret order. But when I spoke to the vice president of our hosting company on the phone, and I said, "What is going on? What? Why are we disconnected?" He said, "I can't talk about it." And I would ask him questions. What do you mean you can't talk about it? What is this, some national security thing here? He says, "Can't talk about it. Can't say anymore. You need to talk to our legal team." I talked to the legal team. Legal team says, well, we have this court order. And this is why I thought that this was, at first, I thought it was a sophisticated cyber warfare attack where people were impersonating federal agents who went to a court to get an order that was, you know, because they were impersonating it, that it was a hoax. It didn't exist. They gave us the case number. I called the federal court phone search system with that case number, and it didn't exist. Did not exist. No records of the case number. Right, exactly. So I thought at first that this thing was a hoax. This was a counterfeit document, and that my hosting company was being, you know, punked by a bunch of counterfeiters or people impersonating federal agents or impersonating federal courts, counterfeiting court documents. Turns out that that wasn't the case. There is a court in America that issues sabotage orders that are directed by the deep state. The vaccine deep state is behind this. I did mention that possibility in one of my earlier podcasts. I said, you know, maybe this is Big Pharma, maybe this is the vaccine industry. We know that Monsanto in the past, before Bayer bought them, they were engaged in very similar type of behavior, but they didn't have this power. Now, oh, and I know that, for example, the tech giants, YouTube, you know, Facebook, and so on, they were ordered by the same group to block all, you know, anti-vax websites, as they're called, or anti-vax channels. If you talk about vaccine truth, even if your name is Cheryl Atkinson, and you're a top flight journalist, you will be banned, blacklisted, demonetized, what have you. That's from this group that I'm talking about. So this group, and I've seen the document now, this group has been able to control a federal court to issue sabotage orders against multiple publishers. And there's a lot more coming. So it's not just us that's getting hit. It's going to be a lot more. And what's astonishing about this is that the tech companies comply. The hosting companies comply. I mean, you're talking about super secret, obviously highly illegal, unconstitutional orders, but they comply. Why? Because they're terrified of the vaccine deep state, because it has such power, you see. The power to control information and to sabotage anyone who does not comply. So what I'm being told now is that there was a warning shot fired against Natural News, that this was a warning shot to say, shut the F up about vaccines or we will just permanently take you down. And think about this. If this court can issue orders to take you down, this court can also issue orders to seize your domain name. That's right. So if naturalnews.com does not comply with their demands, they could one day seize naturalnews.com. And you type it in, you go to Natural News, and it says, hey, everybody go take your vaccines. Right? If you ever see that message on Natural News, you know it's no longer under my control. Someone took it. Someone stole it. And that's what this is all about. Look, we're talking about the same kind of corrupt criminal elements that have run the pesticide industry, the banking industry, you know, heck, the war industry, for that matter. Just go to Congress and look at all the corruption with Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, the late John McCain, treasonous traitor to America. Just look at this filth, Joe Biden. This is what I'm talking about. It's the same kind of thing. It's just this endless corruption and filth and deception and lying. And you are hated by the vaccine deep state. They don't want you to live because there's a depopulation slant to this too. And so really, the big upshot here is that it doesn't matter what your politics are. It doesn't matter who you vote for. You're either pro-human or anti-human. Now, this is what it comes down to. Natural News is pro-human. We support babies, unborn babies, born babies, adults, senior citizens, men and women. We support families. You know, we support nutrition, health, gardening, homeschooling, all the things that are about sustainable human life. Well, that makes us the bad guys from the point of view of the vaccine deep state. They're all about depopulation. They want vaccines to promote spontaneous abortions and infertility and cancer. That's why they put cancer genes in the vaccines, of course, so that you get cancer and then you have to go get chemotherapy, which is another poison that kills you. That's who's behind this. It's a death industry. And they have now gained control over a federal court, a secret court. Maybe it's the vaccine court issuing these orders. I don't know. I mean, one of my lawyers was looking at these documents and say, I've never seen anything like this ever before. There's a certain code that was used in the court case number. And they're like, I've never seen that code. Never even heard of that. Like, what is this stuff? Yep. They have created a whole new secret system of censorship, of sabotage. And they can take you down whenever they want. And I knew this was coming. I've warned you about this for many years. I knew this was coming. The day when you can no longer even go to naturalnews.com and find news. That day is here now. Now, we may have our service restored soon. I hope so. And we'll continue to publish pro-human news. But if they can do this now, they can do it again next week and the week after and the week after. They can just take you down permanently. You see, they cannot stand free speech, right? They can't stand having an online conversation or a debate. There's only one viewpoint that's allowed, and it's their viewpoint, and it's an anti-human view. They hate humanity. That's why they hate living babies. They love to murder them, stab them to death, harvest their organs, send them off to the vaccine manufacturers, because they hate humanity. So of course they hate publishers that defend humanity. So there's a warning here for everybody who's an independent publisher. Sites like LifeSiteNews.com, which is really great, or the Epoch Times, right? Which is a huge operation. I don't know how many languages they publish, but they're huge worldwide. Awesome group. I met some of those people before. And the truth is they're coming after all of you. You know, they burned down the offices of the Epoch Times in Hong Kong, right? They just torched it. So, you know, I guess I should be glad they didn't torch our offices. Maybe that's next. Maybe they're going to firebomb the Natural News headquarters or something. Not that there is any such building, but, you know, it's just, that's the kind of thing they would do if they could. They firebombed the Epoch Times, man. Burned it to ashes. They've killed people who work for the Epoch Times. China has. And there's a lot of people right now in the independent media who are being stalked, tracked, surveilled, threatened. There's an escalation of that happening right now. It's getting way worse than we've ever seen. It's getting crazy out there. So bottom line is, we now know who's behind this. And my initial assessment was not entirely correct. I knew something nefarious was taking place, but it took me a while to get down to the real party responsible. Now we know. It's the vaccine deep state. The same people who run Richard Pan in California, you know, the vaccine joker. Just an anti-human piece of filth demon, you know, like Governor Northam in Virginia. Baby-killing Mr. Coonface. Wow. Mr. KKK. Unreal, these people. They're not even people. They're demons. But this is the force that is behind this. And that's why defeating that force is crucial for defending humanity. And President Trump is, he's gone to battle with those forces in many ways, because it's the same type of deep state that's going after him too. They hate President Trump because they hate America. They hate what he stands for. You know, this idea, make America great again. They hate that. They want to make America dead with vaccines and chemotherapy and engineered bioweapons. They want to make America dumbed down again by blocking websites like Natural News. You know, they want to make America sick again so they can make repeat profits off the pharmaceuticals that they push on you through their network of bribed doctors and kickbacks to hospitals. they want to make America a prison camp, just like they did in Richmond, Virginia recently. So that's the real story behind this. So I don't know how long it's going to be before our services are fully restored, because now we're at the mercy of this secret deep state court system. And just for the record, we've done nothing wrong. We aren't even named in any of these documents. If you can believe that, we're not even named in these documents. It's like a shotgun court order that's going out to all these hosting companies that host websites that talk about vaccine truth. And every one of these publishers is going to get hit. It's stunning. This is so illegal. It's so outrageous. It's rooted in total tyranny. And yet, this has become kind of par for the course in America today. When you look at the lies of the left-wing media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, which is just a CIA front, an anti-America rag that hates Trump and hates America, and everything that you think you know about politics, it's way worse in the vaccine deep state. It's way worse. Vaccine deep state is ruthless, and it's so secretive that nobody talks about it. You don't even get Breitbart talking about it. You know, Breitbart doesn't even know this exists. So very few publishers actually know the truth about what I'm talking about. But that's who's behind this. So we will do our best to stay online. We will do our best to continue publishing pro-human news. If we get taken down permanently, then you know it's on. Then you know they're just going full-on assault, full bioweapons, you know, binary weapons. They're going to turn up all the 5G networks, whatever they do, dump 10 times more fluoride into the water. Whatever they do, they're just gunning for humanity at that point. It's just a mass slaughter that they're trying to achieve because they hate humans. They literally hate humans. They want to see humanity, you know, reduced by 90%. And as Bill Gates said, vaccines are a great way to accomplish that. You know, vaccines can help bring that population down, he said in his famous speech. Did that ever strike you as like, what? WTF, Bill? What are you talking about? How are you going to bring down the population with vaccines? Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Because it kills people and it causes infertility and abortions and kidney damage and all kinds of things, brain damage. That's what he was talking about. He didn't misspeak. It's the Bill Gates plan. Vaccinate people, reduce human population. And Bill Gates is behind a lot of these things that are also trying to cause massive depopulation, like the SCOPEX project to pollute the atmosphere, block the sun, cause a global food supply collapse. Well, that'll kill off humanity pretty quickly. In about 90 days, you'd have big, major casualties, right? In a year, you'd kill off about 90% of the human population, which is exactly what they want to achieve. So if they could just block the sun, you see, in their minds, that's the perfect thing. They just pollute the atmosphere, block the sun, wait for the food supply to collapse and for humanity to tear itself apart. That's even faster than using vaccines. But so are bioweapons. If you're wondering about all the news about mysterious viruses, coronaviruses, Ebola viruses, where are they all coming from? Labs. Labs funded by the globalists, by the way. Funded by the vaccine deep state. There's no better system to sell vaccines than to cause a massive pandemic and also kill off a bunch of humans at the same time. It's a twofer. They get to achieve their depopulation goals and also sell a bunch of vaccines and silence anybody who speaks out against it. Say, oh, how dare you? Don't you see there's a pandemic? We have to have mandatory vaccines. Everybody line up at gunpoint. Get your shot. One way or another, you either take a vaccine shot or 9mm to the head. That's what they'll do to you. That's coming. That's who's behind this. So just giving you that update, hopefully we'll have our data restored soon and we'll continue this fight. You know, until then, the world is far more dangerous and nefarious than I ever could have imagined. We are now living in a society where there's a secret court system that's essentially run by a fascist hybrid group of corporations and government, and they can order your site to be shut down at any moment for any reason with a secret order that you can't see. That is America today, and that should scare the crap out of you. Because it's not the America we grew up in, right? Something's way off here. But thank you for your support. Keep reading naturalnews.com, and we'll keep fighting for humanity. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.